Talking today with Steve Thompson, of course, a lobbyist with Oklahoma Farm Bureau, a vice president for public policy. Steve, we are really close to finalizing the fiscal year of 2023 state budget for Oklahoma. Legislature doing their job, and tell me about what you see in this, approximately $9.8 billion budget.
That's right, Ron. Big numbers, a lot of money, it's been kind of a difficult fight. Seems like it always is whenever the state has more money to spend. The legislators' jobs are a little more simple whenever we've had the lean years, but of course that's a good problem to have. State's doing very well financially. We're more fortunate than a lot of places in the country over the last couple of years, and we know we've had a lot of pressures. And so one of the things that we're most excited about that probably a lot of folks will pay attention to, and I'll consider Tulsa, but is we know at least the western third of the state has been and is still in a pretty significant drought situation. And we're concerned about what will happen as the summer heats up and continues on. And so we're really pleased that there's been $3 million invested in the Emergency Drought Relief Fund, so that there's a commission that was set up in 2011, 12, 13, somewhere in there. We'll get an investment for the first time in almost a decade. That commission that would be able to spend that money is made up of the Secretary of Agriculture, the Director of the Water Resources Board, and the Director of the Conservation Commission. And they've got guidelines already worked out about where they could spend that money on if we have a gubernatorially declared disaster based upon drought. And so water for livestock, other types of things for small communities and rural Oklahomans that sometimes really gets overlooked, and we have to wait on the federal government to step in. And as we know, that takes quite a while. So having a little bit of money kind of pre-staged out there could help us take care of some issues much quicker than how we normally operate. Looking at to Stillwater for just a minute, we had two priorities there. One with OSU and the College of Veterinary Medicine, they received a little bit of an increase last year. They get a little bit more of an increase this year that's going to be routed through the Department of Ag to help them kind of assess where they're at. President Shrum has a really good plan for bringing the vet school forward to a higher level than where it's been. And so we're very supportive and very happy that the legislature is investing there. And just across the street, a lot of our livestock producers will be familiar with the what we call the OADDL, the Animal Disease Diagnostic Lab. It works closely with the vet school, and it has needed some significant budgetary help that the vet school has had to kind of fill in the gaps for. And so there's been a small investment made there to kind of make sure that everybody's running full speed there. Back here closer at the directly at the Department of Ag, they're going to be able to send quite a bit larger operational grants to the rural fire departments around the state. Looks like potentially maybe double what they received last year, and there's several hundred of those scattered around the state that rely on those operational grants sometimes as their core funding. So we're very proud from a Farm Bureau's perspective and all of Oklahoma agriculture to see that taken care of. And then some things we've talked about year after year, Made in Oklahoma Coalition to help promote our products and seeing a little investment, as well as something we talked about a lot last year with meat inspectors at the Department of Ag and how it's been highlighted since the pandemic. So we feel like the legislature did a good job with some strategic investments there at the Department of Ag as well.
I know that, they obviously, one thing they've been big on is making sure that they continue to put money into the Rainy Day Fund. I think what they actually had authorization of what spend like over $10 billion this year. So they have put some savings once again aside.
That's right, and I think that we were very glad that we didn't see a complete and total zeroing out of the funds available, because we all know how cyclical the Oklahoma economy is, and when you're a commodity-based state with oil and gas, agriculture, other things, that when there's an up, there's definitely a down around the next corner. And so preparing for that and being fiscally conservative is really the right move, and it was kind of the discussion all session long, and I think being responsible with that those funds will help us in the future, because we know there'll come a time where we need a little cushion there. And that's not to say that they didn't provide a little bit of tax relief. They They are eliminating the 1.5% vehicle excise tax that was initiated a few years ago during some lean budget years. And so anybody that's purchased a vehicle in the last 4 or 5 years has certainly felt the effects of that. So I think they were very responsible. They did reduce the tax burden for folks, but they didn't really go overboard in any one direction. So I think it was a very responsible approach that the legislature took this year.
So tell me, where are we as far as the entire process? In other words, obviously, the legislature still needs to wrap their negotiations up totally. They need to both bodies vote. Then they send it on to the governor.
That's correct. There's been more or less an agreement among the leadership over the big ticket items, the core issues of the budget. Those have begun the process, the committee process. They still have to advance a couple more stages in the game and go across for a full floor vote on both sides. Then it's got to go down a couple floors to the governor's office, and his staff would have to assess those things and decide what they're in support of and if they want to make any vetoes. And the timeline right now, we're anticipating, while they have constitutional authority to run through the end of last Friday in May, so it'd be week from this Friday, we do think they're on track to try to get all of their work done and adjourn to a date certain effective this Friday, so that the governor would have 5 days to look at this stuff. But they would preserve their right as the legislature to come back in if the governor chose to veto something, if they wanted to attempt an override. So we think the legislature will most likely wrap up their business this week by Friday, and then by doing so a little bit early, the governor will only have 5 days with which to sort through all this and decide what he wants to do. And if he does choose to veto something, then the ball will kind of be back in the legislature's court, that they'd have to act quickly to come back in if they wanted to see if they could muster any overrides. So while some of the hard work is probably already done, there's a long ways to go as far as making sure this stuff kind of works its way through and is all official. And it's a little bit more than just dotting the I's and crossing the T's, but we at least have a decent picture of what we're talking about now, because most of this process has been behind closed doors, as it always is, and you hear things, but until you kind of see the proposals come forward, we're never really sure what their intentions are. And so we've had a good look at it now, and so we think the majority of this stuff will probably hold together now.
And in the case of a budget proposal, the governor does have line item veto, so he can actually pick and choose.
That's correct. He has authority on appropriations measures, which he could knock out the whole thing, or he could take out section by section. Or like you said, it's line item authority, but more or less he can knock out any sections that he would like individually or collectively. So there's certainly still a question left in regards to how much of this stuff will ultimately become law. And I have no doubt he will exercise his oversight authority on those things and look at them very closely. And it wouldn't at all surprise me to see him veto certain things. And so we'll have to stay tuned and see what the second floor of the state capitol thinks about this thing in the executive office.
Steve Thompson, Oklahoma Farm Bureau, talking budget. Looks like we're getting close to a deal. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.